Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Nartrees Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. Deep Economy, The Wealth of Communities and the Durable Future is a nonfiction work of environmental and economic criticism by Bill McKibben. First published in 2007 and later issued in paperback by St. Martin's Griffin. The book challenges the assumption that continual economic growth is the best measure of progress. It's instead McKibben argues for a deep economy built on local interdependence, smaller scale production, and more durable relationships between people, resources, and place. Drawing on examples from food systems, energy use, and community life, he questions whether national and global efficiency should always outrank resilience, equity, and human satisfaction. The book is both analytical and argumentative. It critiques industrialized systems while proposing a more local and ecologically grounded model of prosperity. Readers interested in environmental policy, sustainable development, and alternative economic thinking will find it especially relevant because it reframes the basic question not as how to grow faster, but as what an economy is actually for. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, McKibben's central challenge to growth as the measure of progress. The book's most important argument is that more output, more consumption, and larger scale are not automatically signs of improvement. McKibben disputes the familiar economic assumption that growth is inherently beneficial, especially when it comes at the cost of ecological strain and social fragmentation. He suggests that for many people, additional abundance no longer translates into greater well-being, and that the pursuit of growth can hide deeper problems such as insecurity, inequality, and environmental damage. This makes the book less a rejection of economics than a critique of what modern economies choose to optimize. McKibben asks readers to reconsider the standards by which prosperity is judged, shifting attention from volume and speed to durability, usefulness, and human satisfaction. That reorientation gives the book its force. It does not merely say growth has costs, but that growth itself may be the wrong central goal when judged against the realities of limited resources and damaged communities. Secondly, local interdependence as an alternative to global economic scale. A core proposal in the book is that regions should produce more of what they use, including food, energy, and some cultural goods. McKibben presents local interdependence not as nostalgia, but as a practical economic design that can increase resilience and community cohesion by shortening supply chains and encouraging nearby production. Local systems can reduce dependence on vulnerable global networks while creating stronger social ties among producers and consumers. The book treats locality as an organizing principle that can restore meaning to economic activity because people can more easily see the consequences of their choices. This is also where McKibben's argument becomes structural rather than purely moral. He is not simply asking individuals to buy differently, but suggesting that the economy itself should be reorganized around scale and place. In his view, a deeper economy is one where relationships matter as much as transactions, and where communities recover some control over the conditions of their own survival. Thirdly, food systems, industrial agriculture, and the case for regional farming. McKibben uses agriculture as one of the clearest examples of what is wrong with a growth-driven economy. He criticizes industrial food production for concentrating power, weakening local farming communities, and increasing environmental and public health risks. The book links large-scale agricultural efficiency with hidden costs such as soil depletion, water use, fossil fuel dependence, and vulnerability in the food supply chain. Rather than presenting farming only as a technical sector, McKibben treats it as a social and ecological foundation that reveals the limits of industrial logic. He points to community-centered farming models, including examples associated with Cuba and with smaller-scale efforts in places such as New England and Detroit, to show that different systems are possible. The significance of this topic is that it turns food into a test case for the whole economy if the system that feeds people is fragile, centralized, and ecologically expensive, then the broader model of progress needs rethinking. Agriculture becomes a practical argument for decentralization. Fourthly, economic inequality and the critique of hyper-individualization. Another major thread in the book is McKibben's concern that modern economic culture celebrates individual accumulation while ignoring the social damage created by extreme inequality. He argues that the glorification of the mega-rich is not simply a distribution problem, but a sign of a deeper cultural failure. In his account, hyper-individualization encourages people to see themselves as isolated economic actors, rather than members of interdependent communities. That mindset can weaken civic responsibility, obscure shared vulnerability, and make inequality appear normal or even admirable. McKibben's critique is therefore both moral and political. A society organized around winners and losers may lose sight of the common good. He does not reduce inequality to statistics alone. Instead, he shows how it shapes the way people understand value, status, and belonging. This topic broadens the book beyond environmentalism by arguing that a sustainable economy must also be a more humane social order. For McKibben, economic justice and community resilience are linked rather than separate concerns. Lastly, a hopeful but demanding vision of durable prosperity, Deep Economy stands out because it does not only diagnose problems. It outlines an alternative vision of prosperity that is intentionally modest, local, and durable. McKibben's idea of a deeper economy is meant to replace fragile abstractions such as endless expansion with practical forms of stability that support ordinary life. That includes local energy generation, regional food systems, and cultural life rooted in communities rather than distant markets. The book is careful to present this future as challenging, not effortless. Its realism comes from acknowledging that the transition away from growth-centric systems will require changes in habits, institutions, and expectations. At the same time, McKibben insists that such changes may offer more genuine well-being than a model built on constant expansion. This balance between critique and possibility is part of what makes the book distinctive. It is not a utopian blueprint, but a disciplined argument that a smaller, more connected economy could better serve human and ecological needs than the dominant industrial model. In conclusion, Deep Economy is best suited for readers who want to think seriously about environmental limits, sustainable development, local economies, and the social meaning of economic life. It will appeal to environmentalists, policy-minded readers, students of economics, and anyone questioning whether perpetual growth is a realistic or desirable goal. Its practical value lies in the way it connects broad systems to everyday life, food production, energy use, community resilience, and inequality are treated as parts of one economic problem rather than separate debates. Intellectually, the book helps readers see how assumptions about progress shape and behavior, often without being noticed. What makes it stand out in its category is McKibben's combination of moral clarity, journalistic observation, and concrete examples of alternatives. Unlike books that only criticize globalization or only promote green living, this one links ecological limits with social design and asks a deeper question about purpose. That makes it a distinctive contribution to ecological economics and a useful counterpoint to standard growth-centered thinking. If you would like to support Bill McKibben, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.